With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Sentencing this morning for President-elect Trump in his New York criminal case. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston outside the courthouse in Manhattan.
For the first time in U.S. history, an incoming president will be convicted of a felony. The sentencing will take place here in Manhattan after the Supreme Court refused to intervene. President-elect Trump, who is expected to appear by video from Florida, will have the opportunity to speak. The judge has indicated he plans a no-penalty sentence, meaning no jail time, no probation, and no fines would be imposed for his conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records. Greg Clugston, New York.
Just out, the government's December jobs report, America's employers grew their payrolls by 256,000 jobs last month. That was far more than analysts were expecting. The unemployment rate drops to 4.1%. Also at SRNnews.com, crews fighting the Los Angeles wildfires got just a brief reprieve from the fierce winds fanning the flames. Though the winds calmed down overnight, they are picking up again. In fire-ravaged Pasadena, Mayor Victor Gordo says he understands that a lot of people are anxious to get back to their neighborhoods.
We're asking if you are under a mandatory evacuation order. Those orders have not been lifted. And so we're starting to see people go back into those areas. And our message to you is stay out of those areas until you hear officially that the orders have been lifted.
The fires have damaged or destroyed at least 10,000 structures. Fire-related death toll, at least 10. Another blast of winter storms closing schools. Snarling flights putting millions of residents on alert across parts of the Deep South and South Central U.S. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 34 points. This is SRN News. Barely half the U.S. adult population is married.
The latest numbers from the Pew Research Center reveal that just 51% of Americans are married. And if you think everybody else is cohabitating, you would be wrong. Just 7% of adults are doing that, which means that 42% of the grown-up population is single, a percentage unmatched in all of U.S. history. Women are actually more likely than men to be unpartnered, as Pew puts it, 44% versus 40%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facebook is making some changes, scrapping its fact-checking department and relaxing its draconian rules around hate speech and abuse, rules that targeted Christians, conservatives, pro-lifers, and anyone who opposed the LGBT agenda. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg says the social media giant will remove restrictions on topics like gender and immigration that are out of touch with mainstream discourse, citing the 2024 elections as a catalyst. This is SRN News. The L.A. wildfires are upending the schedules of some pro sports teams.
The NBA postponed the Lakers' home game against the Hornets on Thursday, with several massive wildfires burning across the greater Los Angeles area. It's the second straight day a game scheduled to be played in downtown Los Angeles has been postponed. The NHL's Kings were scheduled to host the Flames on Wednesday. The date for the rescheduled games will be announced at a later time. Three major fires were burning in areas of the vast L.A. metroplex following 2 days of extraordinary winds. At least 70,000 people are under evacuation orders. More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And repeating the hour's lead story, sentencing will soon be pronounced for President-elect Trump in his New York criminal case. Mr. Trump to appear via video link at the courthouse in Manhattan. More details at SRNnews.com.